bought I gave $5 a ring for a wreck part.
Good heavens.
It got high, you know. Yeah, a lot of guys, they make a living in the wintertime on their black egg parts, chopping wood, sawing it up and selling it, you know.
Huh.
They just go ahead and start renting a ricket, you know, and you just go there and buy it so much a rick, you know.
Do hogs do well in blackjack?
Well, it seems like they do pretty good.
What do they eat?
Oh, I tell you what they do the best is where they got these walnut trees. You know them black walnuts? Uh-huh. And you get a lot of places to go there and they got a lot of these walnut trees. But you know them get right off them hogs will live through the winter on them walnuts. They get fat on them, they tell me.
Oh my goodness, how do they crack them?
Well, them doggone hogs can get it done.
Just bite them, huh?
Yeah, they got their jaw teeth, they'll crack them.
Huh.
And they do good. A lot of fellas will have that fence and run their hogs out there in them walnuts.
Well,
and they do good.
They have acorns on blackjacks?
They don't see.
That's a bigger oak, I guess,
Yeah, it's like them there blackjacks. They ain't much for anything, only, you know, shade and wood and things like that, you know. They're great. They're great for wood. Now they really make good wood as blackjack wood.
Yeah.
But they're no good for fence posts. you can start in a mile fence, and time you get to the mile fence, end up the others rotting down. About 1 year and they're done.
Huh.
They're no good at all. Now mulberry makes good wood. A good post.
Oh.
Yeah, they're really make good posts.
You have bodark around here?
Yeah, I've got a lot of them. They're enough of hard wood. Oh my, them bodocks is hard.
They're pretty hard to cut, aren't
oh,
they?
Oh, you bet they're hard to cut. They got a lot of thorns on them. And you know these here, locusts, you draw them, they make good posts too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they make pretty good, and they last quite a while.
Do you have that shrub around here that has little red berries up on top of it? And,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Fingery leaves?
Yeah.
They're turning red about now.
Yeah, and they're pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, we call that, some of that shoemake?
Yeah.
Shoemake trees.
Well, I like to see that.
Oh, I do too. I like to, you know, I get a big kick. Me and wife both, we drive out through the jacks, you know, and see them leaves
uh-huh.
turn things. I get a big kick in that. I used to go so much down here.
Mm-hmm.
Across the bridge here, you know, up going to Cleon. We used to go out to Jackson, but it was gotten the evens.
How old is that bridge up there? How long has there been a bridge across the river?
Oh, this here one is, this ain't so old here, this one we got now.
Mm-hmm.
See, let's see, coming here, we just got beat in the primer. What's his name?
Gary.
He come dedicate that.
Oh.
Yeah, he dedicated this one, but we used to have a wood one, just north, but it was kind of on the curve and washed out so much. Oh, they've had one for years, that other one. Oh, half time that washed out. But this one here, they put it more straight, where the river's straight, and they don't have so much trouble. That one would be pretty hard to wash out they got now.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty smart, putting it that way.
Oh, yeah, that other one's on the curve, and it's all just washed out.
Uh-huh. Do you have that vine around here that has three leaves on it? Get around the thing that...
Oh, pardon ivy, what you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, and boy, second place, we ain't got here, but you get the jacks, and boy, and I said, you gotta be careful. That really something will lay you up to. You get that pardon ivy.
Yeah. What do they do? Make you break
out? Oh, yeah, it makes you break out. Let's see. That's about the only thing that you can get, I think they said, good, zinc of oxide or lead something.
Hmm.
You gotta know how to, the guy's got it. They know what to get. You can go to the drugstore to get it. You got to get the right thing. I mean, that's hard to cure.
Boy, it is. I've had lots of
problems. Oh, man, the summertime you're going to mess with that. Let's see. Pardon lead or something a fella told me he got. You know, living in Jackson. Don't you do.
Does that make you itch? Or?
Oh, yeah. You just put a dot in that stuff.
Scratch and scratch.
Oh,
and scratch.
Yeah. You suffer with it.
Does it bother you?
Well, I never have really got it. I'm awful careful. I'm out about... Was hanging that around.
Uh-huh.
But oh man, that puts you in a mess in the summertime.
Oh boy.
You can't hardly work or nothing.
Uh-huh.